This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Congressional negotiators have agreed to give President Donald Trump some funding for some new fencing at the southern border with hopes of preventing another government shutdown at the end of this week. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
News of a deal came as President Trump was starting a rally in El Paso, Texas for a border wall.
Maybe progressives, maybe not.
While he's been demanding nearly $6 billion for a concrete barrier, that's not what's reportedly in the deal. Aides say negotiators agreed to build additional metal slats for just 55 miles in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. Some GOP critics are already bashing the deal, and it's unclear if the president would sign it.
We want to stop criminals from coming in. Walls save lives.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan arrived in Baghdad on Tuesday. He's there to consult with American military commanders and Iraqi government leaders on the future U.S. troop presence in Iraq. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo invoked the 30th anniversary of the demise of communism to implore countries in Central Europe to resist Chinese and Russian influence. He spoke from Bratislava, Slovakia on Tuesday.
This relationship was built on shared values, and now we must sustain it on those same, especially as Russian aggression undermines freedom on this continent, but also against a China that represses people while it's expanding its influence abroad.
Pompeo said the countries of Eastern and Central Europe are particularly vulnerable to predatory investment and political meddling. To combat the threat, he said the United States is committed to boosting its engagement in the region. This is VOA News. At least 17 people are dead on Tuesday as a fire tore through a budget hotel in Delhi, India, before dawn. It's the latest disaster to raise concerns over fire safety in India. The fire broke out at the Hotel Arpit Palace in a congested part of central Delhi. Images show the flames engulfing the entire top floor. Local media reports said a woman and child died as they tried to escape by jumping from a window. The Delhi Fire Brigade director said the blaze had been brought under control and that 35 people were rescued by firefighters in an operation lasting several hours.
Dentro de lo que nos es posible, generosa es la administración de los tiempos.
The trial of 12 Catalonian separatist leaders began at the Spanish Supreme Court in Madrid on Tuesday. The defendants are being tried for their roles in pushing ahead with a unilateral independence declaration based on the results of a secession referendum that ignored a constitutional ban. Some of the accused face decades in prison if they are found guilty of rebellion. More than 50 tons of U.S. and Colombian humanitarian aid for Venezuela is sitting in Colombia with no clear path on how to get the food and medicine into the country. That's because disputed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has ordered soldiers to prevent the aid from crossing the border. Maduro has said the U.S. help is part of a plot to overthrow his government. VOA correspondent Christina Casado-Smith reports.
U.S. Ambassador to Colombia Kevin Whitaker welcomed the food supplies, emphasizing the United States had helped Venezuelans with more than $140 million. He says more help is expected.
This is a down payment. This is just a beginning. It's important. It's significant. It will be distributed to Venezuelans in Venezuela.
Ambassador Whitaker also thanked Colombian President Iván Duque for the transportation of this first load of help into the Venezuelan border.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will discuss the situation in Venezuela later on Tuesday by phone. That, according to Lavrov, Russia and the United States have backed opposing sides in the political turmoil in Venezuela. Washington has recognized Juan Guaido as interim president, while Moscow continues to back President Nicolas Maduro, a staunch ally. And we have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. You can go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.